Okay, in this video we're going to look at the problem of a monopolist who operates in two markets selling a common good, except in this case the monopolist cannot price discriminate. So given though he has two markets with two different demand functions, first market being given by the equation P1 equals 120 minus 2Q1, and his second market is P2 equals 90 minus Q2. So if the monopolist had the ability to price discriminate, he could maximize profits for each and find a unique price for each market. However, in this example, he is constrained to charge a common price in both markets. This will make this type of problem, in fact, a one-variable optimization problem. So let's figure out how we can solve this particular problem. So the first thing we want to do is recognize that under the constraint, P1 equals P2 equals P. That means the demand equations become the following. P equals 120 minus 2Q1 and P equals 90 minus Q2. Now our next step is we want to aggregate the demand function so we get a common market demand for the monopolist. So we need to rewrite these two demand equations to get the two Q's, Q1 and Q2, as a function of the common price. So the first equation becomes Q1 equals 60 minus 1/2 P. And the second equation becomes Q2 equals 90 minus P. Now we have both quantities as a function of the common price. The next is to find the aggregated total demand, which we'll call Q, which will simply be Q1 plus Q2. Substituting in, this gives me 60 minus 1/2 P plus 90 minus P. Now let's aggregate these two and simplify. We get big Q will now equal 60 and 90 is 150 minus 1/2 P, and a P gives me 3 over 2. This gives us the total quantity demanded in across both markets as a function of price. In order to set up the profit function, we need to make this whole problem a function of Q. So we need to rewrite this demand equation one more time. So we have to isolate P. So to do this, we rewrite this as 3 over 2 P equals 150 minus Q. Multiplying through by 2 and dividing by 3 gives us P equals 100 minus 2/3 Q. So now we have the aggregated demand function rewritten so that price is a function of quantity. This will allow us to set up the profit function. So we'll allow pi to denote the profit, which we simply going to be price times quantity minus total cost C. Now we simply substitute in. So pi equals bracket 100 minus 2/3 Q all times Q minus cost. Now if we go back up to our story in the beginning, we had a common cost function given here by 100 plus 8 Q, where Q equals Q1 plus Q2. Which perfectly fits our model. So let's go back to our cost function and our profit function, and complete our substitution. So now we have minus 100 minus 8 Q. Now let's simplify this to get a reduced form of the profit function before we take the derivative. Multiplying through, we get 100 Q minus 2 over 3 Q squared minus 100 minus 8Q. We can simplify it one step further by the 8Q and the 100Q, giving us pi equals 92Q minus 2 over 3Q squared minus 100. This is a nice simple quadratic equation, and we can apply our basic rules of differentiation. So we want to find d pi dq, which will be 92, derivative of 92q, minus, now the derivative of q squared is 2q times 2 thirds gives us 4 over 3 q. And the 100 is an unattached constant, drops out. We set that equal to 0, since at an optimum, the derivative or slope of the profit function should be 0. Next step is to solve for q. So we know that 92 will equal 4 over 3 q, or 3 over 4 times 92 will equal q. And that will give us a q value equal to 69. So now we have the profit maximizing quantity. Now we just need to find the profit maximizing price. So we return to our demand function that we solved for, which was p equals 100 minus 2 thirds q. We take our quantity and substitute it into this function, and the result will be p star equals 54. So 69 is the quantity, and 54 is the price. Okay, now that we've solved that problem, we can stop there.